Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And this is a gloating Packer fan. And you know what? You know what all you can do? You can basically bend over, grab your ankles, and kiss your own rear end. Get comfortable sucking, Bear fans. Well, if you're a Packer fan, we don't give a darn what you say. If you are a Packer fan, your opinion means nothing. We don't care.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's Molly and Haw. I'm David Haw. Molly off today. That was obviously Les Grobstein talking about his affection for Packer fans. Sad day here at The Score. Sad day in the city of Chicago. Sports radio legend Les Grobstein passed away last night at the age of 69. Les is familiar as they come for Chicago sports radio voices. Soundtrack of many people's childhood going way back. And we're getting the text 312-644-6767. 708. Oh my God. I am literally bawling my eyes out in my car before going to work. Grobber and I shared a birthday every year, and I would text or call to wish him happy birthday. 815, he was like a friend overnight, so sorry. 469, I'll never hear about Pluto the rest of my life without thinking about Les. And that just brings a smile to your face. And so many fond memories, so much to put into perspective, and so much grief to process. And I'm sure if how you feel, imagine how his son Scott feels, and Scott joins us here on The Score. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to The Score, and condolences to your family on behalf of The Score family.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you, man, the Pluto comment just kind of made me openly laugh, so thank you for that. That's much appreciated.
Well, that was your dad, though, wasn't it? I mean, you could argue with him 1 minute and be laughing with him the next, and he never really held a grudge. He was one of those guys that you could go at it with on the air, off the air about sports, and he never took it personally.
Yeah, I mean, he in this business, sometimes you get a different alter ego on the air and then in real life. But I think, as you know, and everybody over there and his callers know, that was him. When I, meet him for lunch every now and then, that's what we're doing at the restaurant. That's what he's doing. He's debating. He's talking about how much he hates Green Bay and just all the stuff. I mean, he clearly one of a kind, and I know he took a lot of heat in a fun way, and all of it was warranted. And I mean, what I mean by that is I get it. He was a one of a kind, and I always told like Mark Grody that his imitation of him was spot on. So it's that kind of stuff that's going to get us through it. But, I just, before I forget, I wanted to immediately say thank you to everybody out there and all, everyone calling in and texting. It's obviously, a lot to process. Like everybody, it kind of just happened. So we're going through, all the initial steps and everything. And, this is something that I haven't personally had to, mm-hmm. take on in life before, but I'll get through it with my family and big support system on my end. And Mitch and Bruce Levine and Dave Schuster and Mark Grody, I've talked to all of them a few times this week, and it's they couldn't have been better. So it's Thank you.
Scott, you know, he was the grobber to so many people of a certain generation. Going back to Larry Lujack and WLS days to here at the Score for the last 13 years. To you, though, he's dad. And so how did those two, the persona that the grobber was and criticizing and insulting Green Bay fans and the guy that would argue about the DH and all those things, and then at home, was he the same guy or how was it different and what could he turn that part of him off?
You want the real answer? No. That part was no. It's one of those things, you know, especially when I was younger and I would go on some really, really fun, you know, that was kind of the fun part about, you know, having a relative and in this industry is that, you know, you do get, there's some, you know, the games I got to see and the trips I was able to go on with him. And obviously as a kid, I'm like, that's all I knew. You know what I mean? And obviously as you know, age and you get older and I mean, you see a different side and you kind of realize the impact of family and whatnot. And I mean, his heart was 100% into what he did and it showed, I know, on the air. And, what you see is what you get with that guy. You know, take it or leave it. There was no sugarcoating anything.
Scott, you know, we get a variety of people calling in with all their opinions, and they have all their thoughts about, they think they know people, they think they know this, or maybe a personality. What would Les want people to say about him today when they reflect on his life and his career?
That he was lifelong Chicago sports enthusiastic, lifelong, dedicated to Chicago in general, loved his fans beyond belief, you know, loved his family, obviously, and he just was just always there to, you know, for his callers and, you know, at times did he come across kind of funny and goofy and, you know, I've heard the dump him, you know. And I'm telling you, man, I'll hear that stuff if I'm driving around or whatnot. And will I cringe a little bit? Yes, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, he really does do that stuff, you know. So, but it's hilarious. And that's what I think it is. But, you know, you put all the humor and the goofy stuff that he did and said and how he acted sometimes aside, you realize there was an unmatched passion for Chicago sports.
Hey, Dave.
I mean,
Dave.
Wouldn't you
think that if you had somebody that was sober on the field?
There it is. There it is, Scott.
I believe in Pluto as a planet.
So mad?
You know, Scott, there's so many things that we could cover with Les. I mean, for 50 years, he was, you know, a lot of people grew up and they could just recognize him by his voice. Did he have a favorite story that he'd like to tell at holidays, birthdays? Did he have a favorite memory that reflected what he did in his career that he was proudest of?
Wow. He loved to let us know or let me know that, you know, of all the celebrities that he got to meet and he made sure we understood it. I'm trying to think of a specific sports memory because you know him. He'll tell you how many hot dogs were served in the third quarter in 1972 at a Chicago Hustle game or whatever.
Right.
So that's to pinpoint it. And yeah, I mean, I know you think like, you know, we're kidding, but that's,
no, I know. So. I know you're not kidding.
Yeah, I know you
know. And you know, Scott, you mentioned something there. You know, we think about the Bears and his thoughts on the Cubs and the Packers and the main sports. How about early in his career, he did games for the Chicago Hustle, the Chicago Horizon, the Chicago Sting, and he was as proud of his work in those days for those teams as he was covering a Bears game or going to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I'm 42, so I grew, you know, I was born in late 79, and so obviously I was a kid in the 80s, and so I knew about the Chicago Sting. I knew eventually he was part of the Chicago Bruisers, in the Arena Football League, and just the UIC Flames, and Chicago, the Rush, and the Sky, and the Cheetahs. Yeah, we're naming all these teams, and that's just you're right. Everything he did, it was 100%. It was full in, and just, you know, all dedication to all of these teams.
Scott, before we let you go, and really appreciate you sharing your memories about your father this morning.
Absolutely.
Very difficult day for everybody.
Sure.
Will there be a Les's public is going to want to know about potential arrangements, any sort of way to pay tribute to a guy whose voice they will miss?
Sure. I think some of that is still pending. We're trying to still get all of our, you know, details and affairs in order with that. I know I'm in regular contact with a few people over there as well. So I would say right now that's pending, just to be honest. But definitely, whatever you, David, need from me or anybody else over there needs from me, I have no problem popping on and, you know, bragging on him a little bit, because he was something. And obviously, like all of us, it really hasn't hit me yet, you know. And I'm his only child, and it's going to be a whirlwind.
Scott, deepest sympathies for your family.
Thank you, sir.
Condolences from the Score, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, David.
Scott Grabstein, Les's only child, and he was as proud of Scott as he was about any Super Bowl he ever covered or ever any celebrity he ever interviewed. And we will continue this tribute. 312-644-6767. Les Grabstein passed away last night, age of 69. We are here all day for you on the Score to remember the career and the life of a legend. It's Mullion Haw.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.